Randy Babbitt on professionalism, next gen, and outdated regulations. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. In yesterday's feature, we heard the first of two parts of FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt's Q&A session from the Pilot Training Reform Symposium held earlier this month in Atlanta. Today, we'll hear the second half. Babbitt has talked frequently during his 2 years on the job about the topic of professionalism among pilots. The next question had to do with professional judgment among air traffic controllers.
You talked about professionalism. I'd like to ask you about a specific incident, and this is the one in near Jacksonville where ATC vectored a 737 to resolve a Nordo Cirrus. Where's the problem with the professionalism?
In terms of that specific incident, for two people involved, or two on either side of the microphone, a controller and a crew in an airplane, all trying to do the right thing, they were trying to find out, they were trying to help somebody else. What we had was a little bit of a lack of judgment. To take an airline airplane with 140 people in it, now they did maintain visual contact, which was helpful. They did report the aircraft in sight. But to get as close as they got within a tenth of a mile, and I'm sure that some of you in here have flown formation. Formation flying requires a lot of concentration, a lot of anticipation, and a lot of reaction time. And so here you have dramatically dissimilar airplanes, and you're asking one to come up and formation fly with another one with 140 people in it. That's not good judgment. It was not good judgment for the controller to ask them to do it. It wasn't, you know, they could have said, look, we'll get within a mile and take a look and give you the best we got. But to ask them to get that close or for them to say, we will get that close, it just wasn't good judgment. We'll see. Both of those cases are under review. The possibility is certainly, I think, some remedial training and, you know, sort of step back and think about what you were asking people to do. will come into play here. So, like I said, they're both under investigation. But it was a lack of judgment when they stepped away from it. And I'll bet everybody involved when they... And the worst part, they were doing it for the right reason. That's the difficult part. They were trying to be helpful, but they let that get in the way. And that's a situation, by the way, we face in other areas. One of the instances that we have a real tough time with is emergency recovery of people. You know, emergency the helicopters for emergency medical. they often, in their quest to go get somebody, get themselves into environments, and they put everybody in the helicopter at risk trying to save somebody on the ground. It's for the right reason, but come on, you've got five people in the helicopter. And I get to read them about, every other month I read about one where four or five people get killed trying to save one. And at some point, you say, and that's part of your jobs, is to say, there is a point when you say, this is not safe any longer. I'm putting too much at risk. We talk about risk and risk management, and you draw the line, and there's got to be a boundary. So.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm Jim Campbell with the Aero News Network and Aero TV. Mm-hmm. We have this exceptional opportunity as you're in the process of implementing NextGen to take a look at airspace, which has become increasingly complex and convoluted over the years, as well as a number of other processes. One of the things we're looking at right now in aviation and teaching it is how to teach it effectively. Well, with all the complexities in regs, with all the complexities in airspace, and all the complexities that come to us as every in part of our daily flying lives, there seems to be an opportunity here to kind of take a look at the entire system and figure out what we can do to decomplicate it. I fly through some of the most bizarre airspace in the world in Florida. Lots of military, lots of special use, and God help me when I start trying to get into Miami. It's crazy. And you just know that there's a better way of doing things, especially with what's coming up. How much attention is being given to not only just next gen, but looking at how we can build a better system, a less complicated and obviously safer system for the future?
Well, we certainly have undertaken some pretty dramatic reviews of the airspace. We're doing that in some of our metropolitan areas. The idea being there to use the technology that we have to decouple some of these airports. And in a lot of cases, you know, over time, we sort of develop these, it almost looks like a plate of spaghetti when you look at some of the arrival and departure routes in and out of metropolitan areas. We can simplify that, and we're in the process of it. The rules themselves, a lot of the rules, and it's dramatic to me, some of the complexity that go behind the rules. And I guess I learned my first job, or first, you know, when I was on this job, some of the complexities. I don't actually remember what the first rule was, but I was brought a rule. The first rule that I was going to sign as the FAA administrator. Pretty exciting. So I get to the back, and, you know, it's got several pages, and I sign the rule. And then there's a bunch of yellow stickies that say you have to sign this, too. So I said, I should look at this, you know. So I flip the next page, and I now sign that I have agreed that I have this entire rule complies with the Federal Procedures Act. Okay, but I signed that one. That's pretty good. And then I look the next one, and I have certified that the GAO will find this acceptable. I sign the next one, which finds that everybody else in the free world will find it acceptable. And, I mean, there were literally pages of compliance that I had to acknowledge. And I realized the layers that have been put on in an effort. I mean, we want the system to work. We want it to be fair. We want it to, you know, achieve its goal of being safe. But sometimes I think, you know, we step back. So now we have, the president has asked all of us to take a look at all the regulations we have. And are there regulations that are burdensome, cumbersome, unclear? You know, we have plain English that we try to bring into rulemaking and so forth, and so we do that. So, you know, we found a bunch. So okay, so what do? Just tear them out of the book, and that's that, right? No. We have to propose a rule to get rid of the rule. I'm not making this up. So, in an effort, we have a system, and you know, I really would like to find ways. The good news is we are really trying to do some things to streamline not only how we process things. We want to be a support and help to the aviation community. And I told a group earlier today, I've been here a while now, 2 years, and when I first got here, and this crowd will appreciate this, the first time I rode on an FAA airplane, I got to go up in the cockpit and utter a phrase that would put a chill up my spine for the 40 years, which was, I'm from the FAA and I'm going to be riding along with you today. But I really, you know, the complexities that we have, we sort of self-imposed, and I think we can do better. So with your help and encouragement, I think we can ferret out some of these. I mean, some of the things that people have pointed out to us that are simply, they just don't have any meaning, any purpose anymore. And we should get rid of them. We really should. So if you see those types of things, we really, you know, working through your local offices around here, bring them to our attention, because they really, we can do better, and I know we can.
A final question for FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. We're listening to FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt taking questions at the recent Pilot Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta.
All right, I got time for one more. I had a hand up. All right, yeah.
My name's John King. I'm not trying to haunt you.
But this is the second time I've seen you in 2 weeks, John.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. It's Martha's fault. This is a little tiny area, and that is very often you'll have a clearance these days, particularly tower and routes in Los Angeles, lots of areas, where they have you go one radial, intercept another radial, and find follow it. And there's no intersection at that radial.
Right.
And so you can't really do it in the GPS. Now you have to switch over to VORs and so on. What's happened is the system hasn't caught up with the technology in the airplane. Is there a possibility that they could do a review of these routes, and particularly to make them so they're flyable with the GPS?
Yeah, that's a good point. I've seen some of those myself, and I mean, while you can, I mean, it is possible you can put the legs out and create it, you know, with the software. But it's more difficult. It's easier to just go to the VORs and do it. But yes, part of our airspace redesign. I can't give you an exact time, when, and where. But I know that's one of the things that's under consideration. I might as well point out, you've been. Some of you may or may not have been aware of an unfortunate incident that happened. Wasn't unfortunate for us. Now, one of the issues that we've talked about is re-registration of aircraft, and people simply don't do a very good job. You know, we trust that everybody, every time you sell an airplane, scrap an airplane, get rid of an airplane, or do anything with it, that you will tell us about it. But people don't do that. And so, you know, what we're doing now, you're going to have to re-register, but there's a lot of good that comes from re-registering. Some of it, the obvious. I mean, if you don't, if you're not registered and we don't know you on the airplane, there's no way we can get you an airworthiness directive. We can't get you a lot of information about your airplane. There's a lot of reasons. But more importantly, we have a lot of N numbers out there that have been retired, and you fell victim to one of those. A police officer using some very, very bad and old information. 4-year-old. The aircraft register is updated daily. Daily, it's up there. So you can find any N number. Anybody can go on and find it. For some reason, this police department had printed out some records and indicated the airplane you were in had been stolen. And it, in fact, was the N number had died and been reissued. That number was gone for 4 years. But it's a good reason to, you know, follow the re-registration piece. So any aircraft that isn't re-registered, all those N numbers that we don't show connected to anything, we're going to retire. All right. Well, listen, you have been a wonderful audience. I truly and really and truly appreciate what you do. You're the foundation of the next generation. And I have, because of my background, I have a particular appreciation for what you do. I know you have a passion for what you do and how you do it. And I really applaud you coming together in a forum like this, clearly putting a lot of your energy and a lot of your time into making aviation safer. So I appreciate your personal efforts and your contribution to safety. Thank you very much.
Randy Babbitt is the administrator of the FAA. The agency's official website is www.faa.gov. Find out more about the Pilot Training Reform Symposium and read the reports as they're finalized at pilottrainingreform.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.